Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all. The Barbarian is here, and I've got my fighting spirit going on tonight. Welcome to our show. You have entered the legendary Von Wehhunt Show. The pirate radio show is aired every Thursday, as you know, on Mountain Pacific time from 8 to 10 p.m. for a two-hour streaming broadcast from my underground mountain stronghold, deep in the mountains of Arizona, where we broadcast live from Valhalla Studios each and every week. So glad everyone's here tonight. Epic episode 175. The theme tonight, the October surprise. Say star date of October 5th, 2023. Well, my friends, we meet again. So glad everyone's here tonight. We will have some great callers. I know there's a lot going on out there, as usual. Well, we told you this would happen, that your so-called leaders would start asking for UN troops on American streets to combat crime, which is the environment that they created for all of us in the first place. I'm your only America First radio talk show host out there. Others claim it. We are often imitated, never duplicated. Well, everyone talked a big game, don't they? They love talking a big game. Then they segue real quick to what we can do for Ukraine, what we can do for Israel, what we can do for any other country out there other than America. When you get to America or the American people, they get all tongue-tied. They run for the hills, and they're afraid to call a spade, but not me and not you. And that's why we're here tonight, our fireside chat. We're rolling right into the fall of 2023, still an Indian summer out here in Arizona and parts of the Southwest. Well, we know they create the problem, then they always propose in Washington, D.C., the communist solution, right? They create everything to go haywire. In fact, I call them Captain Chaos in Washington, D.C. How much chaos can we create today, Bob, in the economy, in regulations, over in Ukraine, across the world, across our streets? How many illegals can we bring in before it gets even more chaotic? Chaos is running rampant in this country, along with inflation. And don't believe anybody that tells you otherwise. You told them, I know better than you. I listen to the Von Wehhunt Show. That's my source. What's your source? And get right in their face. And you tell them what's going on. I heard it from the Von Wehhunt Show, so screw you. That's what you tell them. Because most of these people don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And they don't know facts. And they don't know anything about anything. saying on the street goes, they don't know dick about dick. And you know what I mean. It's true. Well, in 1776, there was a famous quote of the day by our great Adam Smith. He said, mercy for the guilty is tyranny for the innocent. Think about that. If we grant mercy to the guilty, it's tyranny for the innocent. I agree. Hear, hear, I would say in those colonial taverns. Hear, hear, pour me another. Yes. The only way we win against the British Empire, we will push them back into sea where they belong, in that damn crap island. They can have it. And by the way, we have a lot of UK listeners. We love you all. But they came back twice, never forget, to reclaim the colonies across the pond. But did you know the UK is one of the first nuclear targets of the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin? Because they've been effing with that Ukraine war since day one. I think even more so than America. America with a K. Well, maybe us against the mongrel hordes of Gog and Magog. Ezekiel 38:2. Look it up. I suggest you should. The Von Wien Show is here. We're so glad everyone is here. We are strapped in, and we are not taking prisoners. Called redemption. And my God, does this country need a redeemer or what? It's slipping every day. You can feel it, can't you? Captain Chaos is reigning supreme in Washington, D.C. and our state capitals, unfortunately. Well, tonight, as all nights, we will have a lot to talk about. We're hoping to have a report from Jake Vegas coming in from the streets there from the Las Vegas Strip. Love to hear from him. And on top of all that, we might get a call from Greg Ward, our new friend of the show. Now, he called on Tuesday night, which was the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. Remember, the first Tuesday of every month was that show. We talked a lot about the economy on that show. Of course, the toxic dating environment. But his business, his divorce, and things of that nature. So always catch that show the first Tuesday of the month. If you want some airtime, that's the show to get on. Now, this show tonight, we will talk about the recent news of the Chinese naval submarine being trapped by one of their very own underwater sea traps there in the Yellow Sea, where just a few weeks ago, 55 communist Chinese sailors died from lack of oxygen when they had a catastrophic problem there on that submarine. The trap was intended, just so you know, for American and British allied submarines, where our naval officers are trained much better, where we averted catastrophe by our stealth and intrepid naval maneuvers. But the Chinese fell into the trap of their very own making. Naval karma, you may want to even call it. We will talk about this tonight and much more. The state of affairs is code red with great callers and great music promos. This show is where eagles dare. And also, be a puncher in life and don't get punched. Be a puncher. Punch first. When you're attacked, ask questions later. My best advice. The streets of America. Been watching all these videos on, like you on Twitter and TikTok. Other stations, other platforms. It's amazing. They're just popping off at you. Sucker punch after sucker punch. And you're just taking it. You got a lion at your back over here. We will pounce on them and tear them to shreds. A lion on the African safari can easily take on 5 to 10 hyenas and jackals. He will reclaim his territory, and they will all be dead. That's the law of the jungle. That is how it should and will go down. In all of America, we have this court system. You saw Trump in court this week, right? Amazing. Kangaroo court. But Trump did his best. He might even be the next speaker. If rumor has it, you all heard about the ouster. Kevin McCarthy was sacked and fired. Now, there's two ways to look at that. But the bottom line is he made promises to the Republican contingent that were not kept. They let it go for a while. And they saw no change in his behavior, and they said, it's time for him to go. We can put you in power, and we can take you out of power. And they meant it, and they did it. So the final analysis, Kevin McCarthy put himself in that position. Nobody else. Nobody put a gun to his head. Yeah, people will say he looks good for the media. He could play both sides against the middle. I get it. But never forget who put you in power. Like Trump, he forgot who put him in power. The white European middle class forgotten man. The nowhere man in America who's being forced out of corporate America, other jobs, because we're not the flavor of the day. Being white European, well, they can go screw themselves. Wait till we take over, because revenge is sweet. And I'll leave it at that. That's where this nation is headed, more and more. Well, getting back to McCarthy, you know, he and Trump made the same and committed the same mortal sin. You never forget your base. You never forget who put you in power. Doesn't mean you got to kowtow to them 24/7, but just don't forget. Promises made, promises kept or not kept will have consequences. And he felt the consequences. Simple as that. Remember in life, my friends, there is nothing more badass than being who you are, than being who you were born to be. In battle, on the street, be yourself. We each have our own game. And you work your angle, and you work your game, and the cards you're dealt to the nth degree. There is no other way to go about it and no other way to do it. The show has been banned from Twitter twice. And even my ghost account. So they do have censors still over there at X. We know they do. Well, the chaos in the House of Representatives was amazing to watch this week and entertaining. It sounded, well, in my world, a little bit like this.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
I don't think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could...
He said that's it!
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
I don't think it's fair.
I'll tell you what's fair or what's not.
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
But you're pre-med.
What's the difference?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief. The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out of this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter.
And that's how it went down in a roundabout way. Well, as I was saying, the streets of America are full of crime. It's the criminal's world. And everyone else is just on a guest pass living in it, you know? I will recite what the show stands for. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against dark demonic powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. They say for you to trust the plan. Trust the plan. Well, that's not gotten us very far, has it? But on this show, it's our German beer hall every Thursday. Happy Oktoberfest for all out there. We meet in the German beer garden. Love it. Now, most people don't know that the official date, typically, for Oktoberfest, give or take a day depending on the years, September the 16th to October the 3rd. Today being the 5th, it's pretty much over in Munich. But the Oktoberfest, for those who don't know, is the world's largest Volkfest, featuring a beer festival and a traveling carnival. Now, I went to Munich years ago. I was there, boots on the ground, with a buddy at the actual German Oktoberfest there in Munich. It's held annually in Munich, Bavaria, and it's pretty awesome. If you ever get a chance, check it out. Over 6 million, there's that number again, 6 million international and national visitors attend the event every year. Why is everything in Germany 6 million or 6 gorillion? Can't get away from that number, can we? Well, Elon Musk recently said on Twitter that having children is saving the world. But as I always say, it depends on who's having the children. You know what I mean? Well, last week we talked about the 14 words. God forbid, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. You know that statement invokes fear, and loathing in the leftist Bolshevik mind, that one statement, those simple 14 words cannot be tolerated in the new America under Biden. By the way, Biden this week said he has started a new unit of the FBI for MAGA extremists. So if you support Trump, you're going to make a list somewhere in Washington, D.C. I hope Trump becomes a speaker. That would be great. A lot of rumors about that this week. Yeah, the new FBI task force, they're going to keep tabs on you, probably raid a few homes, I would think, in the election year, about 3 o'clock in the morning, when they normally come in with a bogus writ, bogus paperwork, signed by some leftist judge who hates Trump anyway and all of his followers. Oh, yeah. That's how it normally works. Well, the way it works in our so-called Judeo-Christian society. And by the way, Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron. That phrase, that was an invented phrase, not used by our founding fathers. Really invented like in the 1930s in a magazine on the East Coast, of course, where it just spread like wildfire. And the Beltway Press picked it up. They've been using it ever since. Dear candidate, what do you think about our Judeo-Christian culture, right? Those kinds of stupid questions. Well, what it basically means is that if you are a white person of European descent, you must work for the advancement of brown and black people, and then, by the same token, you must work against your white European people and your own kind and your own race, bottom line. However you want to slice it or dice it or color it. That's what that really means. So if you say, I'm a proponent of the Judeo-Christian culture, if you're a candidate, no, they will not work for you automatically. They just won't. They're already bought and paid for. They're already bought in. And you know what you're dealing with. They might pass a few things that are okay, but their inner core is really dead set against you. I asked you this rhetorical question last week. If immigration is so great, then why didn't the migrants stay in their own country and make their countries great again? Why can't they make Ecuador great again? And Guatemala, and Nicaragua, and Costa Rica, and Mexico. No, they didn't. We also talked about the 900% increase in military-age Chinese males being caught red-handed on the southern border with Mexico. They're coming over. There's pre-placement of military assets. In Communist Red China, you cannot simply hop on a boat from Shanghai and be a stowaway. It's not that easy. I've had friends over there before, and they tell me it is tight travel restrictions. It's bad enough for the foreigners, but for the Chinese nationals, they don't let you just hop on a boat and walk up to the pier. And all these guys say, oh, we're stowaways. We got on a barge or a ship. BS. They're being sent here by the Chinese CCP. Don't believe a word of that crap. We've got Mitch McConnell being buddy-buddy with Charles Chucky Schumer, trying to give more Ukrainian aid, more of your money, printed at the Federal Reserve. They're going to send it over to Ukraine. How many pockets is that cash going to get into? How many kickbacks is that going to be funneled back to D.C.? That's the number one priority of the United States right now. And by the way, according to most Republicans, is Ukraine. We are a Ukraine-first country. We're not an America-first country anymore. It's all about Ukraine. What are they hiding in Ukraine? Well, let me see. Money laundering, adrenochrome factories where they torture and murder young children, organ harvesting, possibly, all allegedly, of course. All kinds of biological weaponry and labs are there. Things like the Wuhan virus might be concocted there in the future. Oh, yeah. You know they're covering up for massive crimes, massive, massive fuckery and faggotry and degeneracy and criminality. Criminality. You heard me. Unbelievable. And they're doing it. Well, they keep poking the bear, don't they? Well, one of the closest and most trusted advisors to the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has formally advised and told his boss a massive use, his words, not mine, of nuclear weapons is, not maybe, but is necessary to actually prevent World War III and save humanity. He urges the complete destruction of the United Kingdom as a warning to other nations to stop pestering mighty Russia. Yeah. UK, hate to say it, makes the perfect target. Surrounded by water, you'll be isolated. And in case of nuclear war, they are the first to be hit hard with over 30 targets in the UK. I find that kind of interesting because that's where all the third world mongrels have immigrated to. So in a weird way, Putin could knock them all out in one fell swoop. It's my dark humor coming up. But that's where all those people go from Africa. They want to go to the UK. They're all in the UK hotels. Well, in the game of chess, as some of you know, there's a move whereby you sacrifice your queen to save the day. Would England be sacrificed if Russia is attacked by an overly aggressive NATO to avoid a longer nuclear conflict? Does Russia need to show the West and America what it can do if it is attacked by an overly aggressive NATO? Well, we always say may cooler heads prevail here, but I will say these Western leaders over there are playing with real nuclear fire. At some point, I told you before, we will see amazing things. Just this past week, we just saw the speaker get booted out. That's an amazing thing. Shortest tenure in over 100 years. Oh, that's just the beginning. There will be shoes to drop everywhere. And the economy sucks. Biden's economy royally sucks. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. I had a friend of mine call me tonight when I was on the way back to the studio to get ready for the show. And he said, I just want you to know that me and my compadre who have businesses, that he said, something is afoot. Something is weird, Vaughn. In the last 2 to 3 weeks, our sales, gross sales, have dropped 90%. 90%. I told you before, we have a soft, quiet depression taking root in America. Oh, sure. There's still people working. There's still things going on. Money's still changing hands. But also, a lot of people have cut back. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of Americans are quiet about that. Remember, people don't broadcast stuff like that. They suffer in silence, and they're quiet about it because no one likes to lose a job. But they're out there. They're out there by the millions. Right now, corporate America is shedding jobs, getting rid of people left and right. I know because they call me. I have friends that have been out of work since last spring. Can't find a work. Can't have over 100 applications out. You think one company would give them a job offer? Nope. Nope. They fold their arms and go, screw you. finish the job, but then they don't fill the job is what I've noticed. They post the job just to keep things looking good. It's window dressing. Well, because a company posts a job, don't think for a minute that they actually have a job. It's just advertising. They want to get their name out there. They want goodwill with people. And they'll always say it's under review, under review. Everything is under review. Everyone's monitoring everything to the nth degree. Well, in South Africa, they have like a Rwanda genocide level of violence that is off the charts and depravity. And I've told you before, it will be directed against whites in this country. We're already seeing urban food stores get looted. And pretty soon, I can see food trucks that will refuse to go into some American Democrat-run cities. And they will go dark, and those people will then spread out to the suburbs to find food and water and the countryside. And that's where they'll meet the barrel of a gun. Mr. Gun is going to come out of the woodwork. Told you before, get away from those blue hives, those blue-run Democrat cities. They're going to be overrun with looting, crime, lawlessness. They're going to shank you, attack you, jump you, put a gun in your face. They're blue hives full of Democrat, low-information, dumb minority Democrat voters for the most part. And their white accomplices who are no better. Yeah, it's coming. Prepare, prepare. By the way, we have a great website I told you about before. SurviveMax.com. Shop around. Find the best price. But I think you'll find a lot of good gear at SurviveMax.com. That's a site that we started here on the show for prepper supplies, all kinds of equipment, thousands of products. Well, a wise man once said this: I never donate anything to a candidate or any political organization in Washington, D.C. Why, you ask? Because, well, it will make me an accessory to crime and corruption. Think about it. Very, very true. Well, remember that movie, The Wizard of Oz? In 1913, as you know, we created the Federal Reserve. This was a very common topic of discussion at the time for the American people. They had the luxury of asking themselves, well, should our currency be gold-backed or silver-backed, right? Well, then L. Frank Baum authored a book called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And what most people don't know, it's an economic fairy tale called Oz. Oz stands for ounce, like an ounce of gold or silver. Most people don't know that. But you travel the yellow brick road, you follow along the book in the movie, which was gold. Dorothy originally did it when it was a play in silver slippers. It was changed by MGM to ruby red slippers for the movie because it would be more colorful on the movie screen. And then you had the wizard behind the curtain, right? The Emerald City, that was the shining city on a hill. That was represented by greenbacks with our fiat currency, but with no power behind the Emerald City. The Wicked Witch of the East, well, she represented the bankers, of course, with the big hook nose. The Munchkins were the common people. The Scarecrow was the farm community. And the Tin Man represented the manufacturing community of America. And the Cowardly Lion was William Jennings Bryan, the great orator back in the day. Then you had Toto for the teetotalers, which was a large voting bloc in 1900. This was an economic allegory. I broke down for you the parts of the movie that we've all seen. And most people don't know the wording or the meaning behind the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Emerald City. In 1913, we created the Federal Reserve, the central bank for America, which was the final nail in our coffin, pretty much. Again, people back then said, should it be gold-backed currency or silver-backed currency? And our currency is backed by absolutely nothing. The wonderful Wizard of Oz, the economic fairy tale. And this is why you have the rise of the BRICS nations, who are de-dollarizing like crazy. And they're telling you, we're de-dollarizing. We're moving away from America. In fact, they're going to say, if you want anything from a BRICS nation in the future, we will not accept your dollars, your fiat currency. We only want ounces of silver and gold. How about those apples? Or barrels of oil. Real commodities with a real value. Or maybe chunks of American real estate. And our leaders, if they want to bring in things, you don't think they'll give away millions of acres of American land? Now, we would call that treason, but they're going to do it. And they'll have some fancy bill for it. They'll call it the Economic Fairness Act. Oh, that sounds wonderful. What'd you vote for, Bob? The Economic Fairness Act. Oh, wow, that sounds great, right? Around the water cooler. No one's going to notice at your job. Everyone's going to be too busy paying bills and paying for inflation to notice these things. And they know that. They want to keep you demoralized, impoverished, and too busy to notice anything. See, we notice things on my show, and then we put them out there on the billboard with the bright lights, lights, camera, action. Like a Hollywood movie, I'm always putting the spotlight on stuff, which I love to do. Most shows will go sweep this under the rug, and they'll lie to you and say, you're the chicken in every pot. Everything's great. Just trust the plan. Trust Trump. Trust whoever's up there. And I say, you can't trust any of them. They're all in on it. In one extreme or the other, at one level or another. I give Trump a lot of credit. But don't forget, he's a billionaire. Do you really think he cares about you and your checkbook on Main Street USA? I don't think so. Doesn't mean he's a bad man. But let's just be honest about it. He's got bigger fish to fry. They're out to get him. And he's a billionaire. They don't care about you. This show cares about you. The show wants you to do well. We're going to outthink, outfly, outmaneuver them all. And when it hits the fan, we're going to be ready. We're going to be knowing what to do. We got our associations. We got our supplies, guns, ammo, food, water, everything else under the sun. And we know these shoes are going to come. They're going to drop like a lead weight. And they're going to try and crush this economy. They want to crush it, I'm telling you. They want to badger it, bully it, run it in the ground. And you're feeling it out there. We're all feeling it, the pinch. The silent money killer of inflation. That's what it's really called. There's a war going on. This is a war that D.C. is raging along with their central bank against Main Street USA. You need to be resilient. You need to be on top of your game. If you don't have a job, get one, get two, get three, hell. And grab anything that is reasonable. Be ready because they say the next 12 months, especially, is going to be extremely rocky. We're going to see economic carnage. We're going to see millions of Americans miss their mortgage payments. More millions will be made homeless. More people than ever will be looking for whatever help that they can find. And this is what's coming. And I'm telling you, you got to circle your own wagons. The things I'm hearing daily by people is a testament, in my view, to the treasonous activity done by some up there in their ivory towers. And those ivory towers are going to fall. What is hell? Time to start the show. We're so glad you're here. We'll get the calls after the monologue. Crank it up here. Let's get to Jake Vegas, who I believe he had a UFO sighting recently, and he's got some other intel from the Las Vegas Strip. Jake Vegas, welcome to the Von Wehunt Show. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, General Von Wehunt. Glad to be here once again, and enjoyed your rousing monologue at the beginning of the show. You're spot on. Very interesting analysis of Wizard of Oz. I learned some stuff listening to you, as always. That was fascinating. Breakdown of what was going on in the day, looking back at, you know, what was happening,
yes,
in the culture of America back when the American culture was pro-America and pro-capitalism.
Yes.
And I believe that we
absolutely
have fallen into an era of where we are experiencing a communist revolution in our nation. And it makes me think about one of my favorite movies that, you know, I'm a big fan of, Conan the Barbarian, 1982. So,
yes.
Schwarzenegger has become a girly man by his own standards. He's descended into the realm of the rhino area, I would call him. And, you know, his despicable comments about F your freedoms and stay in your house. And, you know, easy for him to preach from atop his mansion on top of a mountain where he lives. But, you know, in the 1982
exactly.
film, it was depicted. People may not remember this, you know, as long as we're talking about films. The film happened, the story was about the snake cult led by Falsa Doom that had taken over King Osric's kingdom. And so King Osric was the good king who ruled over his realm. It never goes into, you know, how great the king was or whatnot, but he had lost control of his nation to a snake cult. And these were fanatical, lunatic, religious fanatics that followed Falsa Doom's every whim. And it so strikes a chord with me to this day to see the fanatical lunatics on the left and what I see them doing every day. They are loyal to the cult above and beyond the United States, above and beyond the Constitution. They don't care about our rules. They seek only to destroy our culture because they seek to supplant it with their own. And it's terrifying.
So true.
Interesting.
It is true.
Interesting parallel. Another parallel. I see it every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, we as conservatives have got to fight the culture war if we're gonna take our country back, because politics is downstream from culture, as we always say. And I don't believe that the conservatives have done enough to participate in that space. And if you don't fight on that battlefield, then you'll lose. And I think that's what we're seeing. And, you know, the Democrats, or as I like to call them, the communists, the neo-Soviets, have made the last 50 to, you might argue, 100 years, they've made the long march through the institutions, taking over the colleges, taking over Hollywood, and eventually, you know, seating themselves in key positions of power throughout our government. And now we're seeing that, especially, you know, quite relevantly in this latest case where this maniac activist judge, Arthur Engoron, Jewish member of the ACLU, complete activist judge by his own admission, and he ruled that Trump was guilty without a trial, without hearing evidence from his defense. He summarily decided that Trump was guilty and decided that Mar-a-Lago was worth only $18 million. And for all you people out there that may be listening, I don't know how many anti-Trump people you've got listening in. I'm sure there's some people that just want to listen to what we have to say. Mar-a-Lago is not just a residence. It's a very interesting prime piece of property down in Florida that is a business that brings in $25 million per year. So how this lunatic Judge Arthur Engoron, remember his name and mark it down in your little black book for future reference. You know, how he concludes that it's $18 million. You know, it's no different than when I bought my house. The amount that I paid for my house was not the same amount that the county assessor said it was worth. My county assessor said the house was worth much, much less. And I wish I could have bought it for that amount, but that was the amount that I paid taxes on. The property tax that I pay was based on what the county assessor had. That was not what the third party, disinterested third party, came in and evaluated the house to be, which is what I paid for in agreement with the bank. And that's what they have done now in New York with this Judge Arthur Engoron. He has now said, if you're a homeowner and you're not paying tax on the amount that you paid for your property, or if you bought your property for an amount that was different than what the county assessor had it listed as, then you've committed fraud. And they can come in and confiscate your property and all your possessions, liquidate it, or throw you in prison. And that should send an absolutely just electrifying chill down the spine of every person in America that's trying to make anything of themselves. If you're trying to buy property, if you're just trying to compete in the marketplace, if you've got a job, if you're trying to own a home, you better look at what these maniacs are doing. These people are evil communists, and that cannot be overstated. I agree. Absolutely with what I'm seeing coming out of this. It is unbelievable. He's ordering the dissolution of the Trump Enterprises. They're confiscating his property, and they're ordering it to be auctioned. And they're auctioning it at basically what amounts to the county assessor's amount. Now, the judge wants to levy a $250 million fine on Trump, but what he wants to do is he wants to collect that fine by confiscating the properties and selling them off at the value that he sees them at, not the market value. This is completely insane. And so these people, these filthy, dirty, evil Democrats who have been running around for the past 3 years calling us fascists are now literally embodying the Soviet communists. They are confiscating private property and selling it off to their friends. You know who's going to get first bid at that auction. They're going to steal a prime piece of real estate from Trump and then auction it off at a fraction of the price to their buddies. That's what's going
on. That's right.
This is absolutely
terrifying. That's a scam.
Yeah, and then, you
know, it's a terrifying scam. Absolutely.
Yeah, and on a personal note, you know, I'm quite active on social media. I try to reach out to as many people as I can. I try to be outspoken. And I have a lot of friends that are on the left. And when I explain these details, they like to press the laugh button as a reaction on Facebook or Instagram. And it's like, really, we're laughing. Really, that's your response? Not that I'm wrong. You know, I'm not wrong about what's going on. I'm simply stating the facts, but they laugh at this. All they have is schadenfreude to see Trump being derailed and demonetized and broken like this. They don't even care what the precedent this sets as for our entire country. They don't care because they are in a snake cult. And they want the destruction of our society, a destruction of our civilization, a destruction of our country. And all they care about is their party loyalty, and that's it. This is no different than dealing with the maniac Islamo-fascist that would strap a bomb to his chest and walk into a grade school and scream Allah Akbar and blow himself up. That is the exact same mentality. We are dealing with communist, terrorist, fanatical lunatics, and this should be very chilling to any American. It's scary.
It's very scary. And that's a Jewish judge, by the way, in New York.
Huge.
Ingeron, whatever
huge.
His name is. But this is what they do.
Arthur Ingeron. Yeah.
Yeah. They want to grab assets, and they want to sell them to their buddies for pennies on the dollar. Of course, they won't tell you or me when the auction is. That'll be a closed-door session, a secret auction.
Oh,
yeah, a secret. I can see it now. For him and his friends to enrich themselves at Trump's expense. And they'll do it all.
That's right.
As they wrap themselves in the flag. Oh, it's for justice for the little guy in America, right? It's always about the little guy. They don't care one iota about the little guy. And you're right, Jake. That was very well said, very well spoken. And, you know, they are trying to break Trump. But I always say you can't tame a lion. Good luck with that. Good luck. Because there's one thing also that all these people don't know. And I know that you probably know, Jake, but our audience doesn't know. Before Trump left office – Trump signed an executive order that I have the number here in my archives. Any public official in this country that goes against the Constitution can be arrested in the future. In other words, if they drag Trump and do things unconstitutionally, which he and his handlers foresaw, right now we're seeing this drama, this play, kind of like The Wizard of Oz play out in front of us, right? And we're seeing all the
Correct.
Characters come out. And this is a play. It's a show. If Trump gets power again, all these, real power, all these people No threats from my show. This is just what we're simply the messenger here. That's what I heard, that he did sign an executive order that he foresaw a lot of attorneys, a lot of congressmen, judges, district attorneys, et cetera, go against their constitutional oaths. And in the future, they could be culpable themselves. So this idea of the judge, I mean, he made the comment, I can convict anybody without a jury. I don't even need a jury. That's right there is in the Constitution. You see what I mean?
He's letting them
get themselves into many traps here. And I just hope someday there's some real justice for we the people, you know?
Well, that brings me to the next point that I was anxious to speak with you about tonight. You know, the predictions for 2024. Trump is doing very well mm-hmm. in the polls. I think he's beating Biden in 10 out of the 11 polls that the mainstream is looking at. This is what's got them very worried. He's destroying Biden on – there's an important metric here about the polling, and that is that they're not only asking people which candidate do you prefer, but what is your number one issue? And it's the number one issue right now is the border. Even the Democrats out in New York are freaking out because they're seeing their cities just in chaos. It's absolute chaos from mm-hmm. coast to coast because of this open border policy that's been waged against us as Americans since, and we knew that Biden was going to do that. And so the polls are showing that people are extremely concerned about the open border situation, and they prefer Trump over Biden on that issue by like 80%. I mean, he's killing Biden on that number one poll. So the polls mm-hmm. right now, and we're a year away from the election, so anything could happen. The polls are looking very favorable for Trump. But here's my concern. Number mm-hmm. one, we know that the Democrats aren't going to go down. They're going to go down swinging if they were to go down at all. And we know that they're trying fervently to have Trump's name removed from the ballots. Who knows what other tricks that they're going to use. No doubt Google, again, is going to be interfering in the election like they did in 2020. And they interfered in 2016 as well. I was shocked that Trump won at all. But we know for sure that Google severely interfered in the election of 2020. And no doubt they're going to be playing their dirty tricks again. But having said that, I'll take that all aside. Let's presume for a second that Trump is doing well in the polls and he actually wins. Here is my prediction mm-hmm. that I was so anxious to talk to you about. We've spoken about it personally, but not publicly, and I'm trying to get this message out to as many people as I can. If Trump wins, what the Democrats are going to do is they're going to take two or three swing states, and they're going to put together their own alternative electors, exactly like what they did in 1960 when Kennedy was running and won. And the vice president at the time was Richard Nixon. And the vice president presides over the Congress when they count the electoral votes. The vice president has the power to recognize which electors he sees as legitimate and which ones he does not. The electors that go to the Electoral College are certified by the governors from the states that they are from. So the individual political parties can put together their own alternative electors and send them to the Electoral College. And they mm-hmm. do not bear the certification from the governor. That's how the vice president knows who's who, which, by the way, side note, that's why it's so ridiculous that the Democrats are trying to charge Trump with insurrection or election fraud, because they did not commit election fraud. This is what Trump tried to do. Trump tried to have alternative electors from Nevada, from Georgia, and a few other states. And the Democrats are declaring that is election fraud. It is not. It is absolutely legal to send your own alternate electors to the Electoral College and wait to see if the vice president recognizes you or not. They did it in 1960. They're raising hell about it now because of what Trump did in 2020. But mark my words, in 2024, if Trump wins, the Democrats will have alternate electors from two or three swing states, and Kamala Harris, being vice president, will preside over the counting of the electoral votes, and she will choose to recognize the alternate electors. She will cite problems in the electoral process in those individual states, which, let's be real about it, no one is going to accept the election results from any of the states in 2024. No one's going to accept mm-hmm. it. There's going to be court challenges in 50 states, coast to coast. There's going to be so much shenanigans and chaos that no one's going to accept the results, and the Democrats know that, and they're counting on it. So when all this chaos is erupting, Kamala Harris will walk out on the floor of Congress, and she'll say, because of all these, problem X, Y, and Z with the ballot counting and the ballot machines in this state, we hereby choose these alternate electors, and lo and behold, magic, presto, we've got enough electoral votes to keep Joe Biden in office. And I really believe that's going to be the plan, because they're not, you know that they've got this other issue with people don't like Joe Biden, they don't like Kamala Harris, but they're too short here with only a year to go to really replace Joe Biden. They don't want to take Joe Biden out and put in Gavin Newsom. They don't want to switch him out. He's got to run. Well, he's already proven that he can run without running, right? We saw that in 2020. He campaigned from the basement.
That's right.
He can do that again.
Because he knew he was going to win. He knew. He was told.
Absolutely.
You're going to win. Why even campaign?
Oh,
if you know you got it in the bag, sure, he stayed in the basement. He laughed at all the people asking him to campaign because he knew it. Look, we are going to cheat. He even said so. We have assembled the largest cheating group, but, you know, to a paraphrase, ever in the history of America. It's in the bag.
That's right.
I'm going to be the installed president, whether you like it or not.
That's right. And they're going to say
the die was cast.
I literally think that the Democrats at this point prefer this scenario. They prefer that they have the opportunity to count alternate electoral votes. Because it gives them the chance to slap us in the face as hard as they can and go, this was the process that your guy tried to do in 2020, and we're doing it. And we're hanging on to power. And now, this is the other really important thing. They're going to stand there. They're going to smirk. They're going to look you and me right in the eye, and they're going to go, I dare you to do something about it. Come try it. Because we're showing that we are willing to do anything to hold on to power. And if you so much as challenge us, we are going to declare that you're a terrorist and you're going to a gulag. I really believe that's what they prefer to do. Now, once they've cemented their power, then Joe Biden will step down and just probably name a successor, probably Gavin Newsom or some other person. He'll say, I'm too old. He'll have a medical emergency. Kamala Harris will ascend to the throne. And there you go.
It's all part of the plan. And you're right. The Democrats are famous for accusing us of what they're doing already and what they're planning on doing. They always accuse us. Oh, you're a fascist. You're a Nazi. You're trying to control. No, that's what you guys are trying to subvert the Constitution. You're the liars. You're the cheats. Now, there's problems with both sides. And I've always said we have a uniparty system in D.C. The Republicans have their own rhino problem to deal with. And they are right now, a lot of conservatives are cut. And they don't have the balls to do anything anyway. So you're right. The Democrats will look you in the eye because they know they're probably talking to a rhino cut who talks a big game and who will not do anything. And they're right about that. Hate to say it, but it's true.
They can get away with it because they have the cover from the press and Silicon Valley.
That's right.
What more do you
That's
need?
Right.
If you've got all of the press, and what we've seen, what I suspected for a long time with Fox News, it was controlled opposition. So you don't even have Fox News. They've got everything. So they enjoy complete coverage from the judicial, from the press, from Silicon Valley, from the institutions where they can, I noticed that they love to play this little game in the press all the time where they use the rhetorical fallacy of deferring to expertise. You always see this where they, you see it a lot on CNN where they'll have, we've got a PhD from Harvard who,
our panel is here. We have a panel tonight.
Yeah,
Yeah, oh, exactly. Oh, we can't wait to hear from the communist panel. How wonderful.
That's right.
Yeah, they're always a bunch of thugs, militant Negroes, militant lesbians, militant Jews, militant minority group, put it that way. And deep down,
right.
They hate redneck America. They hate the heartland. They hate flyover country. They hate Trump and all the supporters. And you're right, the end game. I tell people, look at January the 6th. Look at the Democrat playbook. What did they do? They locked him up, and they threw away
That's
the
right.
key. That's the playbook going forward. You're all going to be treated like you're a January 6th domestic terrorist. And Stalin famously said, show me the man, and I'll show you the crime.
That's right.
Communist tactics 101. And they're going to find you. They're going to say, here's your crime. Arrest him, book him, Dano, and off you go. And, that's really what they want. That's their fantasy. You're right, Jake. It's coming.
Yeah, they're gonna pull this little stunt on the next January 6th, where they're gonna blatantly steal the election, give the entire country a giant middle finger, and dare us to do something about it. And what are we really
That's
supposed
right.
to do at that point? At that point, it is literally a declaration of civil war from them. And don't forget that in 2020,
That's right.
leading up to 2020, they were doing war games, tactical war games. What do we do? How do we handle the election? And it was Pineda who they were consulting with and said, if we lose the election in 2020, the left-wing states, starting with California, should secede from the union. They were ready back then. That is an absolute declaration of civil war. You're going to secede from the union because you lost an election? It goes all the way back to the Civil War. It's the same Democrats that seceded from the union back in the 1860s. It's the same thing now. If they can't be in total control, then they will rip the country apart and rule over the ashes. And I really believe that that's what they want. So I think I'm prepared.
They want to rule over the ashes. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want Absolutely. Everyone dead who's against them. And they want to rule over the ashes. That's how they roll. And that's why I tell people, prepare like your life depended on it. I mean, guns, ammo, food, prep supplies. And I wouldn't put anything past, and I mean that. Could a Democrat rogue agent get mad at a red area and poison your water supply in the future? Could happen. Could they poison your food supply? Or say this area is off limits and stop the food trucks from going into a red state or a red area?
Sure.
They could say we have decided to confiscate the food and send it to the needy people in Chicago and New York City instead. And don't think they won't do it. They will do it. And they'll taunt you and say, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, sure they will. Yeah.
Well, these things are coming. That's right. And again, I always say, I hope they don't, but everything is going in that trajectory, isn't it? Slow but sure.
Well, we're seeing the violence already, right? I mean, how many you saw what happened in Philadelphia. We saw, these cities are getting completely out of control. We just saw this Democrat representative from Texas, Henry Cuellar, was carjacked in front of his apartment in Washington, D.C. Ryan
By
Carson,
three black youths in D.C. with guns.
Three black youths
pointed
in D.C.
That's right.
And they keep saying that it's the white supremacists that are the biggest threat. Well, we just saw Ryan Carson, 32 years old, in Brooklyn, who was one of the biggest, a white guy who was screaming about, he was a Black Lives Matter activist, screaming that the nation is run by white supremacists. It's a lie about violence in his city. And what just happened? He was approached by a black youth, 18 years old, walked up to him, stabbed him three times in the chest, murdered him in front of his girlfriend, who then just stood there and watched the man die. And she's a Black Lives Matter activist as well. She couldn't believe that this happened. We're seeing a decay in our society. We're seeing the society the civility totally break down. And if
sure,
you got to get out of the cities. It kind of blows me away that Trump left himself exposed so badly in New York. He maybe should have seen this coming, that they were going to do this, and get the hell out of there. But, you know, where can the man go? They're going to come after him anywhere. But for the individual, if I was living in New York right now, I would get the hell out of there. Things are about to get way worse, guys. I really believe that.
Yeah, it's a real cesspool. You're right, Jay. It really is.
Chaos.
What I find, it's total chaos. And the other thing is that leftist guy, who was really an Antifa, he called himself the Antifa executive or COO, chief operating officer. Anyway, these leftists are being whacked and killed by their own policies. They're the
ones
that want bring up the huddled masses and bring up all the militant blacks, the criminals, Black Lives Matter, et cetera, you know, burn, loot, murder, and a murder for BLM.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want these things to happen. Then they're surprised when these same thugs turn the guns on them. And they go, well,
yeah,
you know, I'm on your side. The guy was going, chill, bro, in that video. And I'm going, you don't stand a chance. Saying, chill, bro,
no,
while you're backtracking. The guy's lunging at you with a knife. I saw the video. And
he took the
stab wounds. Dead.
It's terrifying.
Happens that fast.
And not surprising. It happens that quick.
Right.
And if you're not ready, if you're not understanding the reality of the situation you're living in out there in Brooklyn, and I mean, it can happen anywhere. We just had a Target ransacked here in Las Vegas, down on the southwest side. It wasn't as bad as what we're seeing in like Philadelphia, Minneapolis, and these places. But again,
they still hit
basketball
it.
People.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they hit it. They loaded up their vehicles. There was probably 20 of them. And just giant bags filled with merchandise, and it was on
sure.
social media. I probably should have sent you the link,
but it's happening
here. It can happen anywhere. It's a flash mob. These people are organizing on the internet. They're using Facebook. They're using Snapchat or something to organize, and they hit these stores and they just run in and take everything. Fortunately, here in Las Vegas, I feel like we've got a fairly strong police force, but I think. You know, what we're seeing is that it's not that hard to overpower the police force. I'm seeing it break down here, on a pretty steady scale. It's getting worse and worse. It can happen anywhere, but at least I'm not living in California.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I would go out there. I would not go to San Francisco. I would not go to New York. My advice is to get the hell out of there. And, I recently saw that there's been some more breaking news, some more authentication of the whistleblowers for the UFO unidentified phenomenon, the UAPs. It's looking like, are they real? Is this an attempt from our government to distract us from
a lot of folks don't know that Jake Vegas is a Las Vegas pilot, okay? And you fly over the skies of Vegas now, and you had a UFO sighting? Tell us about it.
That is correct. August 12th, it's a bit of an odd story. It doesn't really seem to amount to much, but I will tell you that I have never seen anything like this before. And I was coming back from a cross-country flight. It was nighttime. The sun had set. And we just crossed over Valley of Fire. So we were traveling southwest, coming back to North Las Vegas, headed towards KBGT, if you aviators out there know the area. And so we could just start to see the city lights. So we were approaching that edge of the city. And, at nighttime, it's especially important to keep an eye out for any what you call a contact. If you see another flying object, you're assuming it's either a jet, another Cessna, a helicopter. You got to keep your eyes out for that stuff because you're trying to avoid collisions. And I was in the plane with my instructor at the time, and we both saw this red light. We were flying at 6,500 feet. And we saw this red light that was probably 5 to 6 miles in front of us. So,
wow.
You know, at that distance, not a concern for a collision, but it was definitely in front of us, and it was solid red, which we immediately started discussing because that doesn't add up in aviation world. There's no planes mm-hmm. that have solid red lights. Usually they're flashing.
Right.
And this was definitely a steady red light, and it was moving what appeared to be from south to north. From north to south, which would mean a red light would be on an airplane would be the port side, the left wing. So that added up. But that it didn't add up how bright and steady it was. And so I mentioned to my flight instructor, I said, hey, we got a contact here at 12 o'clock. He goes, yeah, I see it. I said, what is that? He goes, I don't know. It's not showing up on our scopes. It's not showing up on radar, the ADS-B that we monitor for contacts. And, again, it was a fair distance out. And so we said, well, let's keep an eye on it. So it's slowly moving basically from our right to left in front of us. And then out of nowhere,
wow!
All of a sudden, shoots straight up. It
really?
Shoots straight up. And, yeah, and I'm talking fast,
God.
Like a firework. So this thing's
wow.
flying along.
Wow.
What looks to be, like any other plane that we'd seen, many other planes that night. It's flying along. It looked to be about 5,000 feet, 4,000 feet, kind of low over the city. And, we observed
mm-hmm.
it for a good 30 to 45 seconds, maybe a minute that we were watching it. And right in front, I was looking right at it. And right in front of our eyes, it shoots straight
up. I believe you.
Here. And
wow.
I turned to my flight instructor and I said, what the hell was that? And he goes, that was a UFO. So, I mean, we have no idea what it was.
Damn.
But as a pilot, he's obviously a lot more experienced than I am. But neither one of us could make any sense of what we saw. It made absolutely no sense. It's a very very strange sighting.
And I know you can't see, if you're flying the running skies over Las Vegas, it's hard always to remember to grab your camera and get a video of this stuff. But if you ever get a video of this stuff, I'm sure you'll see something again. It'll go viral all over the world, man. Any kind of video like that will go viral. Seriously.
Yeah, I've really got to start working a little harder on getting the airplane outfitted with maybe some GoPros. I have a friend of mine that owns a plane, and he outfits his plane regularly so that he can see
mm-hmm.
all kinds of different things. He can see from behind him, in front of him, to the side, and he records all that stuff. It's all of his videos, and I really regret not having had a video camera at the time, but, at the same time, those video cameras, you're pretty much going to have a fisheye lens. You're not going to see much. Even as my own account, all I can tell you is
mm-hmm.
I saw a red light, and that's not very it's not very convincing or exciting when I tell someone, hey, I saw a red light do something weird. But at the same time, I've been studying aviation pretty hard, and this just does not make
mm-hmm.
any sense what this thing did. Was it a flying saucer?
That's incredible.
It was pretty crazy. It was pretty weird.
That's a wild experience, Jake. God.
It's crazy. So I don't know if they're it's odd that we've got this timing. We had the UFO sighting, a few months ago here in Las Vegas. We talked about that at the beginning of the summer, I believe.
Yes.
The young man that called the police said he saw giant aliens.
Yes, remember that. We had a whole show on that.
We did the show, and there was recently whistleblowers that are saying that they have seen aliens that match that description. They're supposedly 10 feet tall, 9 or 10 feet tall.
I've heard that.
Gray.
Las Vegas is a hot spot. If you're an alien, you see the bright lights in the middle of the desert. Wouldn't you come down to check it out? I know I would. What's going on here? Why is this area so brightly lit? No, I would want to know, why is it so lit up? Let's check it out.
The luck of the laser beam maybe attracts them. I really don't know.
Hey, man.
I don't have an explanation.
Wow. He was posted, Jake Vegas. Thanks for the call, man. Great report for the Las Vegas Strip and everything going on. Always stay in touch, man. Love hearing from you. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Always good to talk to you. All right. Have a good night, my friend.
You too, my friend. Thanks so much.
All right.
Wow. That's incredible. 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 We got a lot of calls tonight. We're going to get everybody on the air, I promise. Get a cocktail. Back in two with EMP. We have the Gladiator on hold, Greg Ward, and others. And Breath the Surfer. Oh, my God. We got a packed show. I love it. Damn right. The Anvil of Crom from Conan the Barbarian. That's Jake Vegas' theme song. Let's get right through the calls here to EMP from the the Louisiana swamps out there. EMP, how are you doing tonight, sir? Welcome to the Von Weehunt Show.
You know, Von, Jake Vegas sounds like he's a very logical, well-thought-out fellow. You know,
oh, he is.
Usually
yes, he is.
When I hear people like that, I tend to agree with them. But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
This whole alternate set of electors theory that he's having, would have, and that's past perfect tense, would have worked. But the problem is they have just recently came back and changed that rule to where the vice president is – purely a ceremonial thing in that faction. So whatever she would say no longer has the force that it would. For instance, had everything went the way it should have went on January 6th, Pence would have had the power to accept the electors. Because the rule hadn't been changed yet. But now that the rule, that the Democrats came back because they didn't like what Trump did, and they changed the rule, you know, they changed it. Now, I'm not putting it past them that they come back and change it again soon But I'm not sure if the Republicans would allow that, but we'll see. But as it stands right now, that rule has been changed, and Kamala Harris has no power in this respect. So they may very well do that. I mean, that's a logical theory from Jake Vegas, you know. That's a very logical theory. They didn't even try. But according
to the rules, he thought through it. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, and very interesting. A lot of things are going to happen, and they do not want an election of any result where Trump wins, mark my words. They will do anything to subvert it, to destroy it, to counteract it, and the Democrats will unleash their countermeasures accordingly. I told you in the 2020 election, the Democrats said, they flat out said and stated 2 years before that election that there's no way, their own words, no way Trump will win the election. We will see to that. Was there, and they were right. People thought Trump was going to come in there in 6 months and all these crazy fantasies of Biden being arrested by the FBI. And there's rogue elements there as well. And he was, yes, I believe they cheated left and right. I have a hard time believing. No one's ever convinced me that over 80 million Americans pulled the lever for Joe Biden, Joe sleepy Marxist Biden. I have a hard time believing that. So, he had no rallies. He had no visible means of any supporters where Trump was still filling up stadiums. 100,000 a pop.
Yep.
No problem. Standing room only, you know? Amazing.
And Trump is still filling up stadiums. Everywhere Trump goes, even when he goes to these courthouses, people show up. Everywhere he goes, they show up. All right? So if everybody is showing up, and most of these people that are showing up at these places, these courthouses, including the black folk, they're supporting of Trump, because the black folk are now saying, well, if they can do this, they've done this to us for a while now, and now they're seeing how it can cut both ways, because they're now doing it to Trump. But that's the thing. This is, and now granted, look, the Democrats and the liberals are known for breaking rules, right? They're known for breaking rules. If the rules say something, they're going to break it, right? We've seen that.
That's right.
So.
Absolutely.
So, if they got to break the rules, they're going to break the rules. I mean, that's what Trump is saying and been saying for a while now. You've got to, we have got to get, you know, into this thing about ballot harvesting and all this stuff. If you don't play by the rules, the way the rules are set, the Democrats have been setting the rules for a while. If you don't play by the way the rule is set, you're stupid.
Right, and we have a problem in this country where the Democrats, I don't know what is in their DNA, but they believe at birth that they have the right to rule over America. And then we have these cuck rhinos on the Republican side who will always tell you, from McCain to Mitt Romney to Lindsey Graham, all the weak-kneed guys, well, they'll say, we're the loyal opposition. We're the loyal opposition, and we stand by our principles, right? And what's funny about that, they have the best scam going. They never have to win an election, and if they lose, they can go right back to the American people and say, you know, we lost that election, Bob, but we stood by our principles. And all the SEALs clap, oh, it's so wonderful. You stood by your principles. Yep, you showed them. You show them, trust the plan. That's right. See? And then they never have to govern. They never have to do anything, and their friends on the Democrat side of the aisle get to rule. They're the ones that decide who gets arrested, who gets thrown in jail on January the 6th, and for how long. They rule. All the Republicans do is talk a big fucking game, and they don't do shit. Pardon my French, but they don't.
Right.
And this is the problem with the Republican Party, is they like to say they stand by their principles. They don't want to do anything tangible in the real world. They're afraid. And they got most of Americans snowed. It's a scam. I get the scam. The scam is you play your cards right, wink, wink. You'll be up there for 30 or 40 years, get a big fat pension. All kinds of suitcases full of cash are going to come your way. If you vote for this bill or that bill, you never have to govern. You never have to do anything, but you can look important on those big Senate committees. You can look important on those House committees and then write back to your people, I'm on this committee, I'm on this committee, I've done this, I've done that, and everyone claps like seals again. And you get elected, reelected, over, over, over. Rinse, repeat, rinse. Rinse, repeat, rinse, over and over again. And that's why they're in there for 40 or 50 years. Dianne Feinstein died in her office, for God's sake. Right. In the Senate office. And she should have been put out the pasture 30 years ago. Another communist from San Francisco.
That's right.
But
same thing.
We don't want a party that says, like a bunch of good ultra boys, we suck. We lost elections, Bob and EMP, but by God, we stood by our principles.
Every year they
tell you guys that, and you believe them. They didn't stand by anything. I would flip it on them and go, you don't want to fight. You don't want to do anything. All you want to do is talk a big game and get paid. I get it, baby. I get it. Easy cash coming in. Just talk big. Talk tough. You ever those guys in high school that talk tough? But when it came down to a fight, and I used to watch them, they just, the color went away from their face. And I go, showtime, game on. You talk a big game, and now this little guy is challenging you to fight. He's going to kick your effing ass. And they would. And I wouldn't care. I would say that guy got what was coming to him. I was the Joker before the Joker became popular. I said, he got what he fucking deserved. What do you mean, Vaughn? He's been challenging everybody, talking smack for months. Somebody calls him out. There's nobody around him now. None of his friends. They will all leave you at the crucial moment. Never forget that. And there you are in the ring, in the octagon, and you're challenged. And this guy wants blood. Oh, yeah. I thought this is the law of the jungle, and I love it, being a lion. Let him have it. No mercy for me, and no sympathy either. Some of these guys that are up there, they're those guys, is what I'm saying. They're the guys that never could fight in high school or middle school or junior high, but they ran for office. They know how to talk, but I sure the hell would have won any of them as my commander-in-chief. And the Democrats are far worse. But these Republicans, a lot of them on that debate stage, terrible.
Right.
So that's why I don't want a third party. I want a new party. I don't want the old party.
Right, and I mean, they fear Trump, and the Democrats also fear RFK Jr., all right? Because he's saying things that need to be said, and if he decides to run third party, people go, if RFK Jr. runs third party, he's going to steal from Trump. He's going to steal votes from Trump. No, he's going to steal votes from the Democrats if RFK Jr. runs third party. That's what's going to happen, you know. I mean, you know,
I know.
Think about it. And that's them. Now, you're talking
crazy.
About people that are, Vaughn, you're talking about people, they don't like people that are fighters. They don't. Look at what they're doing.
I know they don't.
Look at what they're doing to people like Lauren Boebert.
I'm a fighter.
MTG.
Trump's a fighter.
In fact, my
girlfriend used to say, Vaughn, you're a scrapper. They have no idea what they're up against. She would just laugh and roll her eyes and go, because I used to come to people's aid, too. I'd see a good friend of mine getting picked on. I'd come right to his aid. I'm that kind of, I don't give a flying F. I was that kind of guy. I don't care how big you are. I'll take you on.
That's
and they would back
reason.
Down. And some didn't. I said, great, baby. You're not going to F around my friends and get away with it. You know why? Because I don't want to hear about it later. I say we take care of business in the heat of the moment. Damn right. That's the best time to do it. Strike when the metal's hot. Red hot. That's when you make your move.
There's a big reason why 50-60% of the people around, and it's not just Republicans. 50 or 60 people around, percent of the people around, like Trump, because he's a fighter and he's a scrapper. You know, he may
That's
be
right.
a billionaire. Yeah, he's a billionaire.
But
sure.
he's still a fighter.
But
he's
a fighter,
still a scrapper. That's right.
You know?
He is. He is in his blood, and you can tell. And they don't like that. He doesn't play nice to those weak guys. Weak guys in his world should be sent out to pasture, and they should be blown off the map, and I agree with him. But in Washington, they're coddled. See, everyone kisses their ass. That's the problem.
Right, and here's a good example of this. This court case in New York about his properties down in Miami, in Florida,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, and how much they're worth and all that stuff, which is, they don't understand that, but that's neither here nor there. He's attacking the judge and this clerk for having improper relations. And also, it's been proven that this clerk is tied with, Schumer, right? So he's attacking him, but the judge has put a gag order. Well, Trump don't give a shit about that. He's going to keep attacking this guy, and he's going to risk being put in jail for it, being put in contempt of court for it. But he's going to keep attacking him. He don't care. That's the thing. These lily livered McCain-Romney types, oh, they care what these people on the party circuit in Washington, D.C. think of them. They care about it.
That's right. They care way too much. Way too much.
Yeah. They
don't care what your enemies think about you. Defeat them and conquer them. That's my best advice.
Right.
Defeat them and conquer. Right. Don't worry what they're thinking about you or saying about you. They're going to hate your guts anyway, so why even bother? Why do you care so much?
Did your people, the Vikings, care what people thought about them when they raided them?
No.
Did they care?
My ancestors were Vikings and Germans, you're damn right. And they didn't care.
Right.
They went into those weak countries, and they said, hey, it got so bad that – you know what they used to do when the Viking ships came up? They'd already set their reputation and their precedence. The English and the other people in the lower European countries would set out gold and silver and women, which was war booty, literally, for them to bring back to the Germanic countries. They would just have it already laid out for you. They go, we don't want to fight you. Here's your money. And they went, thank you, picked up their tribute, and they sailed away. And they go, we'll be back in 6 months, have some more ready. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how
now,
it was done.
Right.
And they picked up money. They load up the boat with provisions and some good-looking women that were preferably blonde, and off they went. Sure. Grant, that was the way of the world. And I don't blame them. They said, hey, that was economy back in the Middle Ages. That was that was the economy. The economy was war. And what do I say on the show? We are a world at war. Always have been.
Right.
Always will be. A world at war. All we do now, we just color it and hide it, and we hide our true intentions, and we try to make everything glossy and nice, and I get it. Have a nice veneer, a nice patina to mm-hmm. it. But that is a thin veneer of civilization, and it always resorts to war. EMP, thanks so much, sir. Have a great night. We'll talk some more. You know it. Great call there from EMP as usual. Well, I want to get to our new caller, Greg, who called in on the Bachelor Show. Greg, welcome to the Von Weekend Show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing outstanding, Von. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. Good, good. We had a good chat on Tuesday night. And what are your thoughts tonight hearing Jake Vegas and EMP in the show?
I find it very interesting. I just caught the end of half of, you know, talking about the election fraud, and I heard your input, and I agree 1,000%. There is no way that Biden got 80 million votes when Obama didn't even get 80 million votes. I just don't buy it for a second. I understand that there's a lot of hatred towards Trump, but there's not that much hatred towards Trump. Enough to motivate people to go to the polls. And on top of that, I was doing rideshare during the midterm elections. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I talk to all my bachelors. You know me, Von. I talk to people. That's what I do.
I know.
I talk to all my
bachelors. Yes, you do.
And my passengers, literally 95% of my passengers are either, they either lean right or they're in the middle. And, you know, all these woke people, there's no way they showed up to the midterms to vote. There's just no way. So how did Kerry Lake lose? You know what I mean? How did Jerry Sheridan, candidate for sheriff, lose? You know what I mean? There's woke people, they don't even know there's a midterm. They know about the presidential election, but they don't know anything about midterms. They probably never even heard of it.
That's right.
So that's my thought on that. There's virtually no way that Republicans lost the midterms. Maybe possibly the election, but again, I don't think there's any way 80 million people voted for sleepy Joe Biden. But there's absolutely no way
The
Republicans in the number one Second Amendment friendly state in the nation, ranked by Guns and Ammo for, you know, over 10 years running now. And I moved here from Syracuse, New York. New York ranked number 51. And I know what you're about to say. There's only 50 states. There's only 50 states. Unless you ask Obama, there's 57. Don't know if you remember that, Thomas. He made one.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
love it.
They included Washington, D.C. as being even better gun law, or even worse gun law, or better gun laws, I should say, than New York State with the New York State Safe Act, which is one of the reasons why I left New York. I couldn't deal with the insanity anymore, the communism. I'm not about communism, I'm about freedom. So that's my thoughts on that. But I want to ask you something about what your thoughts on what happened with Trump during the COVID nonsense and all that. Because here's my thing. You know, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed, okay? I'm not the rubber mallet, but I'm certainly not the pitchfork, okay? And as soon as they rolled out that, oh, it's just going to be 2 weeks, I knew, and I told all my friends and everybody, like, this is our government flexing on us to see how much power they actually have. And I didn't think for a second that Americans were going to fall for it, but evidently, we've got a lot of sheeple in this country, and they did fall for it. But here's my thoughts on it. There's no way that Trump was falling for this nonsense. As sharp as he is, I don't buy it. So So, you know, like a few things were running through my head. I'm like, and the number one thing is that, you know, I'm thinking with COVID, with the election fraud as massive as it was, you know, there must have been the powers that be, you know, the guys in black suits, if you will, you know, I'm thinking they must have threatened the entire family's life in order to get away with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My take on that is twofold. A lot of people say that Trump is in on it, okay, on the COVID scare.
Yeah, okay?
I think it's kind of a combo platter. Trump did. I always go back to facts. Facts to me are stubborn things, and they're inconvenient truths, right? Trump did roll out Operation Warp Speed. Trump did hire, we know, General Milley of the Joint Chiefs and also Dr. Fauci. Okay. Now, the scuttlebutt at the time, real short history of it, not to go down the rabbit hole too far, but they did say that, you know, Trump put out Fauci to make him look stupid, blah, blah, blah. Fauci's a deep state doctor, bottom line. He's a quack, in my view, and in many other people's view. He's definitely the perfect guy. If you want to run a deep state program, you want to put out Fauci, that little guy from the East Coast that talks like this, and you got to get your shots and your boosters, or you're not going to be right when you go to work. You're going to have one eye over here, one eye, and your nose is going to be discombobulated over here. And, yeah, he talks, he's talking like that. And all the people on the Beltway's lap, they love him. He's like their god. Oh, Dr. Fauci said. Dr. Fauci said, take 5 booster shots a day and kill yourself. By God, Bob, that's what I'm going to do. See? Hey, whatever he says in New York City is gospel. He's like their cult leader for quack science. You get into the heartland, nobody even likes the guy, right? I think Trump, when he got into office, this was, in my view, I'm not saying Trump is not my messiah, just so you know, he's not my personal god. I like Trump. I wish him well. And he did a lot of good things, but he's not. One thing I don't like about his administration is Operation Warp Speed and how he pushed it. He didn't have a gun to his head. He kept pushing it. You got to have the vaccines. They're great. They're going to be huge. You're going to be great. You get the vaccine. He was really pushing it, okay? And it's Trump speak, okay? And no one told him to go out there and hawk it like he's like the P.T. Barnum of politics. But he was hawking that vaccine. Now, it could have been threats against his family, this and that. Bottom line was, now he's a little bit more cautious. I've seen him say, well, you know, he's seen probably the evidence on Gab and other places where people fall over dead taking it. The thing is, I just think it was either Trump took terrible advice from his advisors or they did threaten his life or something of that nature, and he felt he had to, you know, put it out there. Don't forget, he was battling the deep state. But it is funny how he promoted it when he didn't really have to, and that's what I was kind of looking for. It was kind of a circus show. So Trump now bashes Fauci, but I'm like, dude, you're the one who hired him. You're the one who promoted him. You're the one that put him on the stage. So you can't have it both ways, Mr. Trump. Okay? So Trump's smart in the sense that he does know that the American public has a very short attention span, and they're not going to remember that he hired him. Well, I do. And then Trump bitches about General Milley. He hired General Milley. Okay, you bitch about either you are a terrible hiring manager or you hire people, and if they don't go your way, you then bitch about them to the press corps and the media. So it's got to be somewhere in there. I don't think he's doing it on purpose, but my thing is, my God, you could have vetted these people a lot better, and you didn't.
Huh.
You know, which, so I'm just saying, that to me is a murky part of his thing, but you got to go with the fact that he promoted Operation Warp Speed. He put it out there, bottom line. He owns that. I'm sorry. He does own it.
Interesting. Well, I wasn't aware of, that he promoted it, and I wasn't aware that he hired Fauci. So I kind of checked out a little bit on politics because I just got too angry. You know, I used to follow Alex Jones a lot, and I like a lot of the stuff that Alex Jones puts out, but I just got too angry. You know what I mean? I knew it wasn't doing my health or me or my family any good to keep on following politics. I knew basically where I stood, and just for the record, Trump wasn't originally my guy either. Originally, I really liked Rand Paul because he's a conservative libertarian, but I knew there was not a snowball's chance in hell of him winning. So, you know, and I like the things that Trump
talks
about.
And again, yeah, Fauci was always a deep state doctor, but Trump elevated him to be like the COVID czar. He was already inside the government and worked for the government for many, many decades. But that's what I mean by Trump hired him to be like the spokesperson for it. And Trump rolled out Operation Warp Speed. Remember all the hoopla about that? Now the actual Wuhan virus was probably foisted on Trump's lap. He had to make quick decisions. They probably said, we have a vaccine ready. Oh, how convenient. And then that's the one thing, again, that I don't do everything Trump says. Trump said for me to take the virus. I said, screw you. I'm not taking your viral vaccine. Okay. Not taking that. That's where me and him parted company. I go, no. I can tell Trump no to his face. No, not doing it, buddy.
Right.
You may be popular, but guess what? I don't care. My health trumps what you're saying, pun intended. And I knew that thing was bad because when I saw Fauci and the circus and the clown show, I go, there's no way in hell I am taking that thing. And the more I read about it, I've been vetted and vindicated a million times over. Trump to this day still seeks praise for it. That's true in the chat room. He does. He goes, well, I put out Operation Warp Speed. I think I saved thousands of lives. Congratulate me. No. No. I'm not going to congratulate you on that. The jury is still out. I don't think he saved thousands of lives. But, again, Trump likes praise. I get it. We all do. But in Trump's world, if you don't always praise him, you know, you're out the door. You're fired. So I could see where all of his guys around him were not yes men, but a lot of them were. And a lot of them, you know, they basically kowtowed to him and what he wanted to get done. That is hopefully a chapter that we'll never see, but I'm afraid we're going to see it again, Greg. It's coming. COVID 2.0 is coming, and it's going to be even worse.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're going to roll it.
And they're going to roll this thing out again. They didn't kill enough people the first time, man. They got to do it again.
No, it wasn't convincing enough.
They got to kill more people. They're a blood ritual sacrifice from Moloch, their god. And these people love death and chaos and destruction. They really do. Greg, thanks so much, man. We'll talk some more on future shows. Call every week, buddy. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Vaughn. I appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, Greg. I got to think of a nickname for Greg. Maybe we'll call him Greg the Destroyer or something. We got more calls here coming. And let's get right to the Gladiator and then to Breath the Surfer and then to Gunslinger. This should be the Gladiator. Are you there, man? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Okay, Gladiator's out to lunch. We'll get right to Breath the Surfer. He's been trying to get on the show the last couple of weeks. Brett, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, Vaughn?
Hey, man, doing good. We finally team up with you, man.
Yeah, man. Just, you know, life is busy. We're, you know, keeping busy, man, rocking and rolling and seeing the craziness going on, you know. Emergency alert system thing going on down the 4th. You wonder what is in store, you know, in the future here.
Right.
You know, some kind of false flag, you know, some other pandemic. Can you imagine they start doing the numbers again like they used to do daily? Oh, 2,000, you know, and cases, mm-hmm. and they used to do that daily. And I don't know. Or maybe they won't. They'll just collapse the economy, or they'll have some. I don't know. You know, I'm not a fatalist. I'm an optimist, as you know. And but yeah, I mean, imagine an EMP, and it just shuts. No gas, no water.
Well, I'm like you, man. It's like I would love to tell you, folks, we got a great economy. It's going to be kicking ass and taking names. But right now, it's not, man. I'm just telling you, it's not. And they will collapse the economy at some point. They will. It's coming.
And it's happening now. I mean, we've got since 2020, I was just reading on Treasury, on 30-year Treasuries, we're down like by 43% since 2020. Treasury yields, you know, the 30-year Treasury bonds. On 10-year
right.
Treasury bonds, we're down by 53% as from 2020. I mean, that's where the inverted yield curve comes in, and where it's been inverted for so long that, man, we are looking at something like the Great Depression. I don't know, you know.
I hope not, but you know what? All the indications are that they want to bring the economy down. They're going to blame it on probably Trump, you know,
yeah.
Or they'll always try to blame it on the right wing. If you want to call that the quote right wing, but yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people out of work. I know a lot of people looking for jobs, and they're having a hell of a time. They are.
Yeah.
Biden,
yeah.
Democrats get in, give them a year or two. I always say, and we'll have a Marxist economy. If you're in the government, that's the place to be. You get a steady paycheck. But in corporate America, if you're in a factory, if you're a blue collar guy. Yeah, you're being squeezed, man, big time. And your benefits mm-hmm. won't last more than 6 months. And there you are. We know. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Not everyone's got $1 million just lying around the bank. I got $1 million. Wow. Wouldn't the pressure be off everybody? That'd be nice.
Well, most people just have massive debt. I mean, credit card debt.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just a scary thing, man, with where mortgage rates are going. They're going higher. Gas, we're depleting our reserves and where's diesel going to go? Is diesel just going to go into the stratosphere, you know, probably, which truckers are going to be like, we can't afford to ship this food. But, you know, it's just not cost effective. Like, we don't have the money.
Right.
We're not going
to. You're
going to
see food go through the roof. Already I walked in the Safeway. A box of Cheerios, Oat Crunch, is $5.99. Just say $6. Pretty soon that same box of cereal is going to be $10. For a box, for one box of cereal, okay,
gas
is going to go to $8 or $10 a gallon for three or four reasons. They don't want you driving. They wanted to go green. And the only way to stop people from driving is to raise the gas price so high, make it so painful to drive that they'll break the Americans and their habit of driving. They'll break them. They're going to break you financially. They know they can't do it by ideology. They're going to break you financially. They want you all home, not driving around, eating your cup of rice. The Chinese model is what they always said that they wanted for America. And they want you riding a bicycle. That's what they want.
We've been sold out probably since Clinton, you know. I mean, maybe longer, but, you know, and now it's coming to fruition. I mean, everything, they don't even care, man. Here's the cards on the table. This is what's going to happen, you know. I just don't think they think, hey, man, this is going to happen, and so get ready for it. I mean, just look at that fire in Maui, how crazy, how the police were blocking people from leaving. You know, no help, you know, and it's just, that just gives you an idea that, man, they are not there for you. And you've got to be self-sufficient. You've got to be independent and be able to, you know, make it on your own, which it's how long could most people go, you know?
Well, most Americans are broke. That's the economic facts. Most live paycheck to paycheck. They have average credit card debt in the country about 18 to 20 grand per home. We are over 1.4 trillion in credit card debt with revolving balances. Oh, yeah. We passed the trillion mark back in the early part of the summer for credit card debt. Not national debt, not government debt, just credit card debt, personal debt. And it's amazing. And so a lot of Americans are going to be in really big, big pain, and it's already happening. It's been happening. I told you, the guys, a story earlier where I mentioned that I know two guys that run businesses. Their sales were already down 90%. They both sell commodities, products. They're both in a store, put it that way. But they're just saying that it's weird, out of the blue, and things have been rolling, going okay, until October hit. And that's the theme of the show tonight, the October surprise. Because by October 23rd, for government regulators and auditors, they said 40 to 50% of Americans will be technically broke. Broke. No assets to sell. High in debt. And if you thought we had a fentanyl homeless problem before, I think a lot of these people will just say, screw it. I hate to say it. They shouldn't, but they will, because they're programmed to be demoralized, stay demoralized, and then try to off themselves out of the system. I hate to say it, man, but that it's a sad tale, but I wish I had better news. You know, but all we can do on my show, we're on the tip of the spear. My show, my listeners, we're aware of this stuff. The first step is to be aware of it and then try to safeguard yourself, your finances, fortify your home from the crime and your cars. Be aware of things. That's a huge part of it. And slowly but surely start prepping yourself when more things unravel in the economy, you know?
Yeah. That's the reality, and that's what we're facing, you know? It'd be nice, man, if that wasn't, but, you know,
I agree.
I mean,
and I'd love to say it's not going to happen, but, you know?
Yeah, and it's interesting that what I've heard recently as well, a lot of these illegal immigrants are being sent to Camp Pendleton and putting on uniforms, you know. Now, is that the reason why borders are wide open? They're like, hey, man, they're going to be fighting in battle, you know. I don't know. I don't know. But that is kind of that's been thrown out there, you know, that maybe that's why,
right,
you know, the borders are wide open. Now, they are coming back, though, again, building the fence. Biden's realized, well, maybe we need to get back doing that, you know. So that was good to hear. I heard that today on the news. So, you know, they're going to start building again, you know. And maybe, I don't know, but
don't believe it.
It's,
hate to say it. I'm a cynic about that. Don't believe Biden is going to finish Trump's wall.
No, I know. He's
not
going to
happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah. We'll just say
that stuff to get some upticks on their popularity, or maybe a new poll. Yeah, we're going to finish the fence, rah, rah, team. And the next day,
what the hell did I say? Yeah, it's the media putting that out there. And someone like Biden, who just barely visited the border recently, I think, barely just visited it. I really don't think they have any interest in doing much. You know, I don't, I mean, he's obviously just a puppet, but it's scary what the powers that are behind him have in store, man. And they're brutal. They're brutal murderers. And it's, yeah, man, it's just look at what's going on in Ukraine, man. And, you know, you got guys like Sean Penn saying like they'd melt down their Oscar and turn it into bullets to send to Ukraine if he could. You know?
I know, man. It's like, how silly can you get? He's going to melt down his Oscar. They're so brainwashed in Hollywood. They think Ukraine is the greatest, most pristine, most moral country on the face of the earth, and we're fighting the good fight. Because Hollywood types, they like you to fight, but they'll never fight. Never forget that.
Yeah.
They want you to be in the mud. They want your kids and your sons to be in the trenches, but they'll never send their kids. If I was the Republican candidate, oh, my God, would I make waves. The good waves. I would tell Hollywood, you care so much about Ukraine, you want the blood of the heartland to go to Ukraine, right? Well, yeah, we do. Then send your sons first. Send your Hollywood sons to Ukraine. Show us how it's done, guys. Lead by example. You show us how it's done.
That's not going to happen.
You do it.
That's not going to happen.
Well, oh, how dare you ask for our Hollywood sons? Sure. I'm asking for their blood right now. I'm asking for it. You have the gall to ask for ours? I'm asking for yours. You first, baby, or shut the fuck up, is what I would tell Hollywood to their face.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
because
you know, we'll see
they
what
talk
happens.
A big game. They want everyone to fight for their wars, and they'll make a movie about it, and they'll make millions of dollars, but they don't want to send their kids, do they? Well, that also goes for the Roman senators. Their sons aren't going to fight. They're going to make money off the war deal or off Burisma Energy. See, they aren't going to get their hands dirty in the trenches. They want that for your sons or my kids or future kids or whatever. They want that for American children.
Yeah, I think it'll be a matter of time before there's a draft in this country, man, because
sure.
That's a scary thing.
They
want
to draft
man,
your kids to fight for
yeah.
Ukraine. They that's what they want. I hope the kids, well, they'll probably protest it as they rightly should. We're not going to get drafted to go fight for Ukraine. I'm sorry. Those days are over. The kids should rise up. Absolutely. And when they do, our show will be on their side. We'll be on their side. We'll be like, yeah, I don't want them to go fight for a no-win Democrat war in the Ukraine. No, I don't. That's a whole other really is. It's to put money in other people's pockets. While you are the blood ritual sacrifice to their demonic god, they've got to show some body bags for all these billions of dollars being spent over there. Don't forget that. They got to send body bags back. That's how it works. I mean, that's the sick, the sick world that we live in. No, 50 years ago, it was the Vietnam War. And Americans had enough of that and said, look, this is not really a war. It's a war for profit. And when it became a war for profit, they said, I don't want my son fighting over there. And I wouldn't want my son fighting in Ukraine, or daughter, if I had one. Wouldn't want them fighting for that. No, not at all.
Yeah.
So let Hollywood show us by example. Let Hollywood lead the way, Brett. We'll have them show us how it's all done. You know? That's what I say about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you're the ones that want to go fight.
Yeah, and it's such a – the war over there, man, it's crazy that you would think in this day and age that we could be in a situation like we were in World War II. You know, unfortunately, I hope it doesn't – you know, we all hope and pray that it doesn't go nuclear, but I don't think this will be a ground war. So, you know, I just think it – the sad thing is it probably will go nuclear, you know, or maybe – maybe all that is just fear, you know, and maybe it will. I don't know. It's hard to really say. But I'd be out of the country, definitely, man. I hate to say that, but I'm not going to be going if they're, you know. Would you really want to be with a country that really believes in the Ukraine situation just so wholeheartedly?
Take your two sons with you if you leave the country because they want they want them to go fight for Ukraine, and they're going to throw bodies at that problem to cover up all their other crimes, as I see it. They got to paper it over with blood now. Blood. Yeah, it's a big, big mess, man. It's a big mess when they brought up the draft. Look, if you're a young white guy from the South, they typically are in our military. Why would a young guy from the South, red-blooded American, say a young buck from Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, maybe Alabama, Georgia. Why would that guy want to join a woke military? Why would he want to join the military of today with all the gayness and all the things that are on social media? I mean, just being honest, why join that? Sure, they have some benefits. They're not joining it now. They're saying, I don't want to be a part of that gay cuck force. Hate to say it, but our military has been degraded under Biden big time. And Biden, they got rid of all the warriors, and they bring in all the other fuckery and faggotry, things like that. And they wonder why. Why are our recruitment goals down, Bob? Down the Pentagon aisle? Well, I'm not sure. Well, it's time to reinstate the draft. Let's go ahead and just draft them up.
That's the scary.
We never
thing.
Had this problem that's under Trump. Down. We never had this problem before of getting people to sign up and serve their country. But when you make it undesirable, they're not going to sign up. That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's when the draft, that's another scary fact you know, but who in the right, you know, like Greg Allman, they used to call it during Vietnam a shooting party, like you'd shoot yourself in the foot to get out of going to Vietnam, which is a very smart thing to do now that we realize.
Oops, the gun went off. The gun went off, Sarge. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, I think I'll become a rock star, you know, instead of go out there, you know. And that may be.
Well, going to Vietnam for many soldiers was a death sentence. It just was.
Yeah.
58,000 plus died. They sent you in the what's called the shit. They sent you out there with the Viet Cong, and they're trained killers. If you aren't really prepared. I'm sorry, 6 weeks of boot camp isn't enough. They'd throw you in the jungle. You're now a soldier. Good luck. Soldier on, buddy. Screw that. You know.
That's
all those wars, there's no such thing as a good war anyway. They're all bad. But I knew sooner or later they were going to ask for American blood over in the Ukraine, and they've already asked. They want your blood. They want our blood. I'm sorry. Any congressman or senator who's for that, well, that to me is just, we don't have any, in my view, any strong national interests over there. Now, are there interests that might embarrass people? Absolutely. Are there interests in Ukraine that would, you know, trip up people or spread awareness of certain things? Absolutely. If they don't want out. Are there secrets in Ukraine? Yes, there are secrets in Ukraine.
I'm
crazy,
sure there
huh,
are.
Brett?
I'm sure there are. What's that?
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Well, have a good night, man. Good to hearing from you again, as always.
Yeah, brother. Good
keep the faith,
Yvonne,
brother.
You know, I will. Fight the good fight, man. Stay optimistic, brother.
I will, brother. Thanks a lot, Brett. Have a great night, man. To you and yours. Cheers,
Took
amigo.
On.
That's right. Take care. Have a great night. Brett's a surfer, folks. We got to send Brett off with a surf tune before we get to the gunslinger. Brett, this one's for you. And don't forget, SurviveMax.com.
Imagine a hurricane or tornado is 15 minutes from hitting your house. Would you know what to do? Would you know where to get the right supplies to protect yourself and your family? SurviveMax.com does. SurviveMax.com offers a wide spectrum of survival products at affordable prices to help you prepare for whatever Mother Nature can throw at you. Whether you're prepping for a power outage or a zombie apocalypse, SurviveMax.com can help. SurviveMax.com. Visit them today. Visit SurviveMax.com now.
Damn right. Love that. Well, I'm glad everyone's here tonight for the show. We're going to get the gunslinger on here in a moment. But first, we have to hear from our friend, Clint Eastwood.
You saw the ads and you saw what was out there on the Von Wehunt show. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Call up. Make his day. It's the Von Wehunt show.
Love that. Hey, let's get right over to the gunslinger here from Dallas, Texas. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir? How are you?
Well, actually, the gunslinger is just shit-licking happy. The Wicked Witch of the West is dead. Okay? That Jew bitch, daughter of Satan. I hope the devil is making lampshade out of that fucking scumbag. Okay?
Which
Before
one
you
now?
Talk about a demonic... Frankenstein Feinstein.
Oh, worst yeah. Diane Feinstein. Oh, my God.
Remember She's what terrible. She said? Very famous for, you know, saying, if I had the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America would turn them all in. And it wasn't talking about the guns.
That's right.
She has railed her entire demonic life against the 2A, the Second Amendment. I mean, you talk about that's probably one of the worst enemies the Second Amendment has had is the Diane fucking Stein, okay, that Jew bitch.
Yep.
And it'll really show you how these Jews are against this country in politics, in business, in banking. Most of the bankers are Jews, okay? Most of the scum shit that comes out of Holly fuck you weird are Jews, okay? And that's proven. Go look at the credits on any big movie. Stein, this Stein, that Stein, Berg, you know.
Mr. Cohen.
Look at fucking
Mr.
Berg.
Goldstein. Mr. Sandberg.
Goldstein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They all know each other, too.
They all have a common denominator, which they are the seed of Satan. No doubt about it. Just like the Muslims. They're the seed of Satan, too. Okay. these people, I'm telling you, they've been around.
That's pretty good.
Thousands of years, I guess. I think that's a pretty good one. But, well, you know, not only that, and, you know, her replacement, there's another Negro savage beast, Lisbo slot-licking demonic liberal Democrat that she was replaced
with.
Well, at least we got rid of.
Oh,
at least we got rid of one of them.
The black lesbian from Maryland. Yeah.
The black lesbian. You ought to play that song. Another one bites the dust. Okay, because the one bit the dust and the big one. But you know, it only goes to show you how society is going downhill. Did you hear about that shooting they had with that YouTuber that was making them pranksters videos on YouTube? Okay.
A couple of them. Which one? The one in Japan or the one in England or the one here?
No, the one here. The one here. The one that was making the prankster videos, going up and pranksting people and everything. Well, he met his match.
Yeah.
Went to that food court. And that other guy was picking up an order or something. And this guy's, what, 6'6", 6'7"? Big old goddamn monster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what makes me so goddamn mad, what makes the gunslinger so fucking mad, is he's a white boy. Okay? That white boy on his ass. Okay? All right?
Yes.
And his buddy. Okay? Yeah, putting that shit, putting that phone in that dude's face. And the guy said, get back, get away from me. Get away from me. Stop it. But what does that dumb fucking white boy do? Continues. Guy pulls out a gun and shoots him point blank. Okay?
Yeah.
Did that go to show you how some of our white people have completely gone to the stupid side? Okay? This is ridiculous. I've never seen. What the hell's wrong with these fucking people? And then daddy gets on there and says, oh, well, why'd you shoot my son? Well, goddamn. You know, your hands and your feet are weapons, okay? They're just like a gun.
They sure are.
Or a knife. You put your hands or your hands, especially your feet, I'll probably get sick, probably just stink, but anyway. If you put your hands in front of my nose, in front of my face, okay, I'm going to turn your ass into Swiss cheese, okay, in a matter of a heartbeat. Okay, I don't care who you are.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care, man, woman, or child. It don't matter fuck to me, to the gunslinger. Okay? Because now you have become a threat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Threat level one. Okay? When you reach threat level one, somebody's going to die. Okay? And that motherfucker is lucky that he only shot the son of a bitch once. Okay? Now, if that happened to me, my 9mm would be smoking. Okay? With 124 grain jacket at hollow points. Okay, I'm sorry to do before he's a white boy.
That's gonna hurt.
His parents should have fucking raised. Yeah, his parents should have raised him differently. Okay, but when you reach legal age, 18 years old, hey, you make your own fucking decisions. And if you make these bad decisions, oh well, it may cost you. Okay, it may cost you your life, and that's sad, but it's the way it is. Okay. And it doesn't, you know, like I said, and what are you going to do? You got a 6 foot six, 7 foot, 6 foot six, 6 foot seven, giant coming up to you, putting his fist in your face, whether he has a phone or not. His buddy's there 6 foot, you know, both of them could whoop your ass in a damn heartbeat. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do when they come for you? Both of them are going home with a toe tag. Those are going to the morgue. With a fucking door, with a toe tag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
The only way to stop these criminals in this society today is to plant them. Plant them in the ground. It's just crazy. I mean, this just goes on all over the country now. Every major city, especially Demo rat run cities, these people are going insane in the membrane. Well, what do you do with rabid animals? You shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
What else you get?
Insane in the membrane. Love that.
Insane in the membrane. Because if you try to negotiate with them, or if you try to touch them, then they'll bite you, an animal, okay, that has rabies. And then guess what? You get the fucking rabies. Okay? So the only thing that you can do is to, like I said, turn them into Swiss cheese. Okay? And more people, that's why I said, more and more people getting pissed off. Because of this rioting and all this stuff in these cities. And it's not necessarily in the cities either. It's coming out in the rural areas too. Okay?
Yeah,
It's expanding exponentially. Okay? So you're going to see a lot more of this stuff, you know, coming down the tube, you know, in the very near future. Okay? Because people are getting sick and tired of it.
I agree.
More people are carrying guns. And especially you do that shit here in Texas, you are going to get your ass turned into Swiss cheese. Okay, there ain't no doubt about that. Okay, we don't put up with crap. Okay, and I don't think you put it up in Arizona either.
That's right.
You know,
no.
That's right.
Now Arizona, I always say, is where Texas and California meet. If they're a bastard child called Arizona, but Arizona's a rebel,
that's right.
And he loves his guns. And I think every year Texas and Arizona battle out on who buys the most damn guns. That were both armed camps. Right. And then the liberal brother, I always say, became New Mexico. And he's forgotten out there in Roswell. That's UFO land. But, yeah, that's how people say, how do you describe Arizona? Well, it's the bastard child of California and Texas. We have a lot of Texas attitude here, and it looks like California with the mountains and the palm trees and all that. But don't let that fool you. You get into a road rage incident here, and they'll pull a gun on you like the Wild West. And they'll say, say your prayers, son. Stop pissing me off on the highway. That's right. Oh, they will.
And these people.
The news in Dallas is amazing. Amazing. Yeah. You know?
It is.
Yeah. God. Well, that's a great rant there again. What else is on your mind tonight, man? What do you think of the economy and what you're hearing there in the Dallas area and Waxahachie? What's going on there? Now, that's always a pretty booming area where you're at.
Yeah, well, you know, Dallas. I don't live in Dallas. Thank God, I wouldn't live in a Democratic city.
Right.
But it's you know, kind of keeping up with the rest of the Joneses, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing big. I mean, they. I don't see. They say the economy is so bad. Okay, everybody's saying, "Oh, the economy is going to crack. It's going to break. It's all these great, wonderful things." But around this area, out in this. Part of the county, or the Ellis County, they're building. Man, they're building shit left and right.
Yeah.
They're building these big-ass fucking warehouses. I mean, 100,000
mm-hmm.
square foot, 250,000 square foot warehouses. I mean, all over the
mm-hmm.
place out here, okay? Them things ain't cheap to build. Them things are not cheap to build.
I know.
So I don't know who's lying. Is somebody lying? Are they trying to scare the people? Oh, the economy's fixed to collapse and all this shit, blah, 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 blah. But yet they're building all these new buildings and new houses and new housing developments going in all over the country here and there. You know, all this shit. If the economy was that bad, they wouldn't be building houses, number one. They wouldn't be building big-ass warehouses, okay, if it was that bad. Now, it's not good, obviously. You know, because gas prices, supply issues, and all that crap, thanks to poopy pants Biden, okay? But there's, like I said, somebody's lying somewhere.
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, then the economy would have collapsed a long time ago. Okay, because everything is still moving because, like I said, they're building all the trades, all the stuff that takes to build the buildings and all this stuff. They're still there. They're still going good. You know, yeah, there's some slowdowns in certain areas. Sure, yeah, absolutely. You're always going to have that. But overall, the big picture is that it's still going. Okay, the lights are still on. Obviously, people are being able to go to the generating station and man the generators, as the old saying goes. Okay, so I don't know. It's but the way this government lies to people. You know, they're continuous liars all the time. They lie about this.
Oh, I
lie
know
about that.
They
oh,
are.
Here's
big
COVID
time.
Coming. COVID's coming. COVID's coming. You know, scare the shit
so
out
true.
Of you. COVID's coming again. You know, it's just a bunch of which one lie after another. But, you know, you got to be able to see through this shit. And if you don't see through it, well, you're a dumbass. Okay, it's plain and simple. Okay, you're not going to be able to increase your intelligence by believing what they say. Don't believe what they say. Take it out for your own self. And like I said, the more people wakes up, and the final thought of the day on here is the more people that wakes up, the more one of these you're going to have from the Gunslinger.
Lock and load, America. From the Gunslinger. Love it. Great, great call. We will talk to you soon, sir. You have a great night out there.
All right,
check
you later. Have a night.
You know it. Great call for the Gunslinger there. Words of wisdom. That's right. As the crime increases, you better buy yourself some hardware. You know what I mean? Wink, wink, nod, nod. Buy yourself some hardware that shoots. When those bad guys come up to you, I always tell you, they're not there to negotiate with you. They're not going to talk with you, sit down and have high tea and crumpets with you, or whatever thoughts in your mind. They're there to rob you. Take what you got. If you're lucky, they'll let you stay alive. And alive, we must thrive, right? An amazing time in America. Well, we talked a little bit about the economy. I will read you about the coming economic depression. And then we'll get to Irish Pirate, round out the show. Couldn't get the Gladiator, but we tried to get him earlier. By and large, the forecasts of these economic experts make it appear that the coming financial collapse will far outpace the problems of the depression that started in 1929. There's also a silent depression going on right now as well. By definition, an economic depression is a steep and sustained drop and economic activity featuring high unemployment and negative GDP growth, just so you know. People have forgotten or never thought to consider what happens if and when, God forbid, human civilization goes through a strong enough hit the fan kind of moment. You know what I mean? If that happens on a mass scale, what happens to everyone that needs help but is not prepared ahead of time? i.e. prepping, survivemax.com. What happens when governments are in such total disarray or destroyed altogether that they cannot help the people even if they wanted to in times of crisis? Based on all that, the only thing that kept the COVID-19 pandemic from being considered an economic depression is that the drop in our GDP didn't last long enough to technically qualify. Never forget that. We were teetering on the brink during COVID, if you recall. I can remember when you could walk outside and there was nobody on the road. When that thing first hit, scared the living bejesus out of most Americans. There was nobody driving or doing a damn thing. Well, we don't want those days to continue. I keep saying, kick the can down the road. Let's keep the American experiment going as long as we can. Rest assured, that's our show's position. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And with that, let's get to the Irish pirate, if he's still there, from his hideaway somewhere in Phoenix. Irish pirate, how are you doing tonight? Our tech wizard.
I'm on the compound tonight. I'm hard to find and hidden in the north. And for once, we're getting cooler nights, and I'm enjoying them. Although I wish
we were
dropping junk in the sky so I could breathe better. But other than that, I'm fine.
Good.
A few things that I keep noticing, the colors our colors keep paying way too much attention to Trump or no Trump or Kennedy or no Kennedy. Or I got news for you. I mean, Mike Lindell's lawyers just dropped him in the 11th hour. They just up and dropped him today. And he's going to move on forward. It's happened 10 times to Alex Jones. I mean, if you really want to know where the troubles are, this is the guy that actually has a solution for the election. And people would be better backing up what Mike, don't let America go to hell, Lindell. He's really trying to put a product out there that people can believe in. He knows.
Yeah, he is.
That,
I like him.
Yeah, on your last breath, what on earth were you trying to get done? Hopefully not retirement.
Right.
Too much stuff going on. So that's one problem we have. Another one. How's this one? We're all worried about the COVID scare that's coming. Can I ask people a question? Mm-hmm. Where did the COVID vaccines come from? You know, in other words, did Pfizer invent their own vaccine, or did somebody give it to them to sell?
Great question.
It was a military experiment, sir.
And
of course, so was J&J. Yeah, so guess who invented the COVID junk? We want to say it was a Wuhan lab. It was the Department of Defense. You know, the good old boys, you know, they're telling Trump that you know you love our honorary military titles. It's like, no, you guys haven't won a war in a long time. And even worse, you've got NATO. And before I even get to the NATO part, we have these things now called joint bases. I think they are smoking joints. Because it was 1995 that I've said it three times on this show. 1995 is when we did our first United Nations stint. And I got out of the military 8 years before that because I knew it was coming. I didn't know when. Mm-hmm. I didn't care when. I just knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. There were too many people, E6 over 23, that would do anything for a pension and a paycheck. Well, that's obviously more than just the military now. There's a whole bunch of NGOs. There's a whole bunch of people out there sucking the gravy, and they will do anything not to have to go out there and try to make it on Bidenomics. So now they have full control over these people's consciences, really. You know, if you want to stay here, you'll let us get away with whatever it is we're doing. I mean, this goes all the way down, though. It's not just like your city government, stuff like that. I've also reported to you that there are no summer tires in the top 10 retailers in Phoenix. Nobody talks about it. Nobody's done a report on it. I mean, I don't know enough about tires to do the report, but I can tell you that I was shopping for them, and I was very appalled that nobody cares. They try to sell you something else because at least they can get a buck. And, of course, their policy says they're not going to give you jack for your old tires all of a sudden. It's policy. And so kind of joke. Okay, so you've got DOD everywhere. Oh, and Alex Jones came out with in 2009 anyway, who was controlling the weather, which is different than today. This is kind of weird. 14 years ago, who was controlling the weather? Answer, everybody. If you wanted to play with the weather, they said that was perfectly okay. I don't know what you could do in your own home.
Yeah.
I don't know what your neighborhood might be able to put up. You know, maybe make it rain on your neighborhood when you wanted your plants to grow or something. But obviously that's changed. Between 2009 and 2023, the weather now is big business, and the DOD is in charge of that now. I don't think anybody's going to put a plane in the air without them telling you we like it or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a lot of tricks. We've talked about them actually putting planes up in the air that resemble commercial aircraft, but they turn off their transponders, and we're getting a bunch of close calls in the air because they're flying so many planes. Oh, but they're talking about a shortage of energy. Hey, why don't you just stop putting junk in the skies, and we'll save on
the... That's a novel idea.
Yeah, there's a novel idea. How about just drop it cold turkey? So all we need to do is ask them to do so. I mean, that we need somebody to come out there, because the opposite is happening right now. They're actually, scientists out there, like, maybe we should consider climate engineering. I know it's dangerous. I mean,
right.
We are so far behind the eight
ball.
It's
a mess.
You know, in all the things that matter, elections, you know, economy, all this stuff, we could have done something a long time ago. We definitely could have said, I want to buy American. That was back in the days of Chuck Carter, a man I used to give money to.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed For the People. And he had a lot of solutions for the planet. I mean, it wasn't just what he was doing with the organization. People would call up and they'd be, you know, they're going to foreclose on my house. And he'd tell them, stop paying them then. Bank the money, and then by the time they come to take your house, at least you can afford to move somewhere.
Right.
They're going to take it. Don't fight them. Yeah, just save the money. Don't pay anybody anything
right.
if they're just going to take it. And so, you know, just little smart consumer advocate things like that made me fall in love with the guy's program. Because he was for the people, literally, and that's what he called it. So I'm missing that kind of thing now. Because we're seeing a whole bunch of crazy things going on that could have or would have, with common knowledge, easily would have been avoided. NATO has 48 countries right now attacking one. Okay? They're all pumping money into Ukraine, and they're all attacking Russia. They're not winning, 48 on one. We like to laugh at the American military, sounding pretty stupid. NATO is making America look strong. NATO is making America look genius.
Yeah.
And they haven't won a war in a long time.
Right.
So all I can say about that is, is there anybody left who doesn't think that whole thing is fake? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we give money, we give weapons, and sometimes even Russia gets them. They're just for sale. And, of course, the big guy gets 10% or whatever he gets. Yeah,
kick it up to the
really
big guy.
Bad.
Right.
So they have a problem, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago. They want to get rid of Biden, but they can't get rid of him because nobody's going to garner any approval. So they're actually trying to hold on to Biden. Except for now you got the opposite of that, because we just got rid of the Speaker of the House. And, yes, Trump's name did get nominated today. His name is up there for Speaker of the House. Somebody has to make it stop or not. And so that's going to be kind of fun. I can't promise you that that's actually going to happen, but MTG laid it out pretty smart. She said, look, there's a whole bunch of Republicans that were pro-Trump, and you need to tell those people when you voted for them that you want Trump for Speaker. Then there's the people that you know are, shall we say, anti-Trump or on the fence, that just because somebody nominates him, that might be too risky of a position. You need to tell those people, that's still what I want. I voted you in. I can vote you out. Put him in. You know, I'm willing to trade my vote for Trump. You know, I mean, even Trump knows this isn't serious. He's not saying the speakership is what I most desire. He says it's not going to stop my presidential campaign, but I could definitely use it to get the bully pulpit. I could get a gavel and start telling people we need to do some changes. You know, we're going to pay for things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to not pay for other things. So that's kind of cool. I took advanced public speaking in high school, and I did have a kid that, let's just say I don't like him, but he was a complete tyrant when he got a hold of the gavel. And it's like, if I ever end up in a situation like that, I want to be able to run a gavel like that, but only if I need to. I'm the opposite kind of leader. I like to delegate like a madman. I don't want to have it all on me and watch me be perfect. And no, there's a lot of people that really do care and want to do something. I say, and this is kind of the way Trump normally does it anyway. He says, look, you like it, go get it. And I'll fire you if you don't do well. You know, and come to me if you have a problem.
Right.
And that's pretty much what he wants. He wants to be able to just turn you loose and you'll do your job. And we don't see much of that anymore.
That's true.
Referencing our previous gravy suckers. We have the most laziest. Oh, and even worse, I just came up with this one. This is plagiarized, but still, this concept. Because we have more machinery, you know, more technology that we've, you know, changed a bunch of energy into something that does pretty bizarre things. The, shall we say, the dollar amount or the actual worth, the way that we see things as man, has never been higher for the planet, which means, very obviously, that the people that have been ruling the planet for centuries and getting whatever they want, but they couldn't have it all because they didn't have the technology, because they didn't have all this stuff, now they want it more than ever. They're more willing to kill you to get it than ever. That's pretty much what, because we didn't stop them from acquiring this kind of wealth, which we should have done with COVID. We should have laughed them out of town. And then, you know, 18 USC 175, definition of bioweapon, things like that. Somebody should have slapped somebody. But no, they completely got away with it. The top 0.1% doubled their wealth. All of them.
Yeah.
Not one said, oops, I missed the boat. Not one. And so the problem we have, and it's the same amount of wealth that the rest of the world lost. In other words, there wasn't some sort of calamity that created a loss for the governments and all that other stuff. They managed to survive it all. So it was just, they got richer, we got poorer, period. That was it.
Sure.
If you look that up, it's almost dead even. If you don't want to live in the poor farm, you're going to have to find a way to stop allowing the filthy rich to continue their exploitation of you. That's pretty much what is going to have to happen. You're going to say, but there's no, I can't do that with a job I've got. That's probably true, but that's a dumb solution anyway. No, you definitely need to call them out from where they're at. And of course, they start doing the dumb things, right? They're going to lock you down, but they can't even come up with a scientific reason to do so now. They came up with a fake one. It sounded pretty good. You and I and everybody else maybe gave them 2 weeks, right? I mean, I remember giving them 2 weeks. It's like, they need 2 weeks. I'll give them 2 weeks. I got 2 weeks for, you know, I got 2 weeks for even the members of the family I don't like. You know, I mean, I'm okay with that. But we gave them the 2 weeks, and then they said, nah, this is going to have to continue. And then you do a little investigating, and their little 1 through 5, level one, even held forever, still means that they still have the protocols. So they were going to lock you down forever. And it was obvious. And if you asked them, they would have said so. They gave it away a few times. Everybody wanted to believe that things were going to get better through them. And this is the part I don't understand. These are the same people. Yeah, these are the same people that honestly have you believing that an honest person running an election is going to give you an honest election. It's the machines that are not honest. I mean, just throw them out.
That's
how hard
is
this? Yeah. Same thing with a political candidate. He appears honest. Sorry, we need you unbeholden. I mean, if they're going to corrupt you after the fact, at least we get that much time. But even George Soros is spending more time trying to ruin your local neighborhood, whether it be by giving a bunch of immigrants into your backyard, frogging under your house, which we've talked about a couple of times. It's getting weird. So, it's obvious. They're trying to kill you. If they can't get your air and your water, they certainly can't take your guns. You know, a few more million got sold this month. So they're going to have to kill you. If you're expecting them to roll down Main Street, they got you. Because that was something that you might have been able to pull off in the 1700s. It's not going to work now. And it's right. not going to be Strawman either, because we don't believe anymore that there's any big organization out there that's large enough that would be interested in little old me. It's not going right. to happen. We've seen what happens when they start talking about climate change. But we do know that, for example, all the hurricanes, the waters are much warmer. All the hurricanes keep missing all the oil derricks in the ocean.
They do.
Hmm. Boy, Mother Nature
Isn't that funny?
Loves those oil derricks. Mm.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And so you have this
mm-hmm.
problem.
Right.
The oil, well, the same people that got you hooked on the oil, and who could blame them? And, you know, we made inventions like 72-mile-a-gallon diesel rigs, and, you know, we made all sorts of fun stuff to try and make it so we could last a lot longer on a lot less petroleum. You know, credit to the
mm-hmm.
American ingenuity
right.
and other people around the world. And you know what happened to those inventions and those people? For example, very recently, I don't know if you remember this guy. His name was Epstein, not Epstein, Epstein. He was mm-hmm. he calls himself center left, and he figured out that the big tech media, the social media, were messing with searches, messing with presentations, and messing with advertisements to not only influence the American voter, but to influence children to think left. Okay. He proved
sure.
that, put it out there, showed how it worked in 2016, even though it didn't win, and showed how it worked in 2020 because it was major in making that happen, getting enough votes to make it look
mm-hmm.
like Trump didn't get stolen from. So now we got 2024, and it's already almost in the bag because nothing happened
mm-hmm.
to this guy. They didn't kill him.
I know.
They tried. They tried several times. They
we got
his wife
minutes,
instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Okay, they
mm-hmm.
got his wife. He's pissed. And he's saying he's speaking his message again, saying it's even more incredibly ridiculous now. If I
right.
sounded the warning in 2020 and earlier, you guys haven't figured it out. And it's your election. It's your world. It's your thing. I mean, I'm doing everything I can. And, yeah, he was supposed
mm-hmm.
to come on InfoWars today, and he had a power outage at his home and at his work.
How convenient. How convenient.
How convenient. You got it. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, InfoWars bought
yep.
a $100,000
yep.
generator and hundreds of thousands of dollars to hook stuff up to it because their power was going out constantly. I mean,
oh, sure.
They just went ahead and took care of it. And you don't
right.
see that on their broadcast, but they're used to it. They don't talk about it. They
mm-hmm.
can't talk about it. So I'm telling you.
Right.
It's happening all the time to them, and it's even happened regularly on this show at various
yes,
times,
has.
Whether it's KFNX or Blog Talk Radio
weird.
Or wherever.
Oh, it was weird. The station
hey,
will be running
it's not
practically
that weird.
All day until the Von Wien show came on. And now we have a massive
you.
Power outage at least once a month
same,
for a while there.
Same equipment all
oh.
day. Same equipment all day. You were bringing
from
in
the
a briefcase.
Damn control center.
Yeah,
sparks
yeah, you
apply.
Were bringing in a briefcase.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Right.
So now we know the truth that the people that are out there are willing to do things, pull all kinds of plugs, do all kinds of strange things. We just had that October 4 so-called massive worldwide test that was sponsored by the CCP. But, I mean,
right.
let's just get that out
right.
of there. And they said if we couldn't do it on October 4, we'll do it on October 11 just to make sure. Well, guess what? They're
mm-hmm.
going to hold it again on October 11. Good luck with that.
I know.
They're
going to
do it again. Like,
exactly.
for, like that didn't work or something. So
I know.
I believe
crazy.
There is something sinister about it. I don't know enough about it to tell you what it
How
is.
Do you
do? I can tell you. Keep your phone off when it happens. That's the main thing.
That's right.
Oh, and by the way,
Love
you just
that.
Had a security
yeah.
reset. You just had a security reset, and your phone went off of if you had a Samsung or Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which is the truth on that, but anyway, Samsung security, they took away
mm-hmm.
your ability to hold the phone and shut your phone off like you're supposed to. I figured that out.
Gosh.
Went in, discovered the phone had changed on the security patch. Patched it back over and
mm-hmm.
shut that sucker off with 30 seconds to spare. I got it. But I don't know who else would have been
I'm
that savvy.
Fired. Great calls always, sir. Thank you so much, man. Until next week, we are the
yes,
vanguard
sir.
Of truth. Thank you, sir.
Have
a wonderful
be.
Night.
We have to be.
We do. Irish Pirate folks, great, great call there. Well, we could broadcast for hours, but the damn clock hits us. I will leave you with this before we end the show. There are astrophysicists that talk about the time and space continuum and the unique properties of our universe and how it could be thought of as a cosmic simulation brought together by the vast forms of consciousness known to you and me as God. We're not just biological machines, explain the astrophysicists, but we are conscious, immortal beings who co-create a virtual reality together with the great cosmic consciousness, that of God. He argued that our consciousness is literally a piece of God, and God experiences himself, the Almighty, only through creatures like us, doing the observing, the working, as though we are his eyes and ears on planet Earth. Wow. What a wild planetary observation from the astrophysicists among us. Thanks a lot for being here tonight. We love you all. We broadcast from Valhalla Studios in Arizona. We wish you all the very best. We will talk to you very soon, I promise. The future is so bright, we gotta wear shades. Good night.